Good morning, brothers and sisters.
Good morning.
Let's start our worship to God. Kindly open our Bible in the book of Psalms, chapter 119, verse 105 until 112. Again, Psalms 119, verses 105 until 112. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. I have sworn and I always proclaim it, perform it, that I will keep the righteous judgment. I am afflicted very much. Quicken me, O Lord, according to thy word. Accept, I beseech thee, the freewill offerings of my mouth, O Lord, and teach me thy judgment. My soul is continually in my hand, yet do I not forget thy law. The wicked have laid a snare for me, yet I erred not from thy precepts. Thy testimonies have I taken as an heritage forever, for they are the rejoicing of my heart. I have inclined mine heart to perform thy statutes always, even unto the end. Yes, O Lord God, let us pray. Father God of heaven, we come before you in the name of Jesus who died on the cross for the forgiveness of our sins. We praise your name, we magnify your name, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Indeed, you are the word that become flesh, that will guide us and lead us in the way of holiness and righteousness. Let us now give thanks to God for all the blessings that we receive from him. Amen. Lord, we are grateful to thank you for all the blessings, provision, good health, strength, answered prayer, solutions to every obstacles we're passing through, for disciplined for us to come to you in repentance, for your word to always remind us, encourage, rebuke us, for the miracles and wonders, for your faithfulness, for your loving kindness to your faithful people, for spiritual gifts that you give to us, for the people will know that you are a true God, for wisdom, how to counsel your people, and for effective prayers, for your church to help us how to live our life in a right path of yours. Thank you, O God. Through the Lord, we commit. We cannot count on, O Lord God, all the blessings you be given unto us. And Lord, accept our offering, O God, of our lives in the name of Jesus. Let us now confess our sins to God. Lord, we humble down before you, asking for forgiveness and to cleanse us from all our unrighteousness and unholiness that we done unto you, Lord. Once again, cleanse us by your blood of Jesus for us again to come in your presence and worship and adore you. For you said in your word, without holiness, no one will see you, Lord. Lord, we renounce and forgive us the sins of stubbornness, lack of prayer, lack of reading of your word, unfaithfulness, unwilling to suffer for your name's sake. Lies, nothingness, unfruitful, doing our own will. Our foolish emotion that opposite on your word. For our selfishness, Lord, we rebuke all these sins in the name of Jesus. Help us, Lord, to forgive us and purify once again. For you said, if we confess our sins, you are faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Lord, help us not to do it again and to put fear in our hearts so we will not sin against you in the name of Jesus. Let us now pray for our personal request and petition to God. Only He can do possible things that only He can do possible things that impossible to man. Let us now pray for our family, for the husband, wife, children, parents, and siblings. Lord, thank you for the family given to us, our family in Christ. Family in church always willing to help us and pray for us to continue to live in a narrow gate that you want us to go through. Lord, we pray for every husband to give them wisdom, good health, strength, good paid well job, and stand to the truth of your word to implement the discipline to his family. We pray for the wives, give them good health, strength, perseverance to be submissive wife to their godly husband and teach their children the God way of yours. Lord, we pray for the children, give them obedient and fearful heart to you and their parents and their church parents. Speak to them through your word that enable them to achieve your very good purpose of you to them, to raise up more godly family and godly children, to continue to preach your gospel and to serve you. We pray also, O God, for our parents, Lord. Always give them good health, strength, O Lord. We pray for their salvation, even our siblings, O God. In the name of Jesus, let us now pray for our job. Lord, thank you for our job to sustain us and provide all our needs. We pray, Lord, bless our company by giving them more projects, clients, and increase our income. We pray, Lord, for the salvation of our boss. Help us, Lord, that we are your people, will always be a good example to them how to work hard diligently and submissive and work not to please the people, but you alone, O God, for you are our master. Lord, we pray for your people who doesn't have job. Provide, Lord, lead them to the place and company that you prepared for them to bless them. In the name of Jesus, let us now pray for our brothers and sisters in Christ. Lord, we lift up unto your hands our brethren. Provide all their needs. Protect them. Encourage them. Give them solution on their problems. Increase their faith to continue to serve you, and most of all, lead them always into repentance to continue to be with you forever. In the name of Jesus. Let us now pray for our neighbors, relatives, friends, colleagues to be saved. Lord, we pray for the people that we are ministering to stand firm to the truth of your word, that we will not entice to do what they are doing, but rather they are the one to entice to the good example and testimony that you had for us. Help us to portray your good character and how to live in perseverance, to live in righteousness and holiness in this perverse and crooked generation. Lord, anoint us to teach and admonish and give judgment to them, for they will fear and decide to seek you and live their sinful life. Lord, help us, O God, in the name of Jesus. Let us now pray for this country we are in, for the extension of the church in other countries, in Oman, Kuwait, Iraq, Pakistan, India, Philippines, Sri Lanka, Armenia, America, Sierra Leone, Malawi, Myanmar. Lord, we pray for the favor that comes from you, Lord, to provide all the needs of your congregation in offices and logistic needs and documentation needed to continue to reach new people, to serve the people under care. We pray for this nation. Bless, Lord, for us to be blessed also and continue to flow the peace. And we pray for the salvation of the people who live in this place. Lord, once again, we commit our lives to be a good citizen of this country by obeying their rules and regulation. In the name of Jesus, let us now pray for the church to grow and all the ministers of the church. Thank you, Lord, for the church to continue to encourage us to serve you, to fulfill your will unto our lives, to hear your word and ask advice and counsel in every circumstances of our lives. We pray, Lord, to bless the church banking, church school, church clinic, farming, translation ministry, watchmen, and website. Use all this, O God, to reach lost, more families, help people in their finances, and advocate them to live a simple life that pleasing unto your sight. We pray, Lord, for more Bible studies to be planted, more congregation, and many people will be water baptized to follow you, and more refilling of the Holy Spirit for us to lead our ways and understand what's going through in our lives and the people under our care. Lord, bless and protect all your pastors, leaders, elders of your church. We pray more workers to be trained and willing to give their lives to serve you. Lord, bring more souls to know you and set free from their sins. Bestow upon your church spiritual gifts that we need for us and to go and to serve you and your people. We pray also, O God, for the fruit of the Holy Spirit will be manifested in the lives of your church, O Lord God, to be, O God, a good example to the people around us and see your character in us, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we pray for our service today. Anoint our prayers, our songs and worship, our giving, your word to hear this day. Speak to us, give us humble and obedient heart to obey you, not only this day, but till our last breath here on earth. to continue our commitment to you and do our assignment well. Lord, help us to always trust you in every circumstances we had that we will and that we are willing to be with you. As long as we are willing to be with you, you will never forsake us and leave us. Help us, Lord, and have always mercy on us in the name of Jesus. Lord, let your name be glorified in our midst. This all we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Let us Amen. Now stand and worship the living God.
Because you have given all your best and your very own self, O Lord Jesus, for us, O Lord, to be saved. Thank you, O Lord God, for giving your life for us. Thank you for dying on the cross for us. Thank you, O Lord God, for your great will for us, O Lord. Let it be and let it be so, O Lord. May it continue to happen in our lives. Thank you, Father God. We give you thanks, we give you praise for all you have done and the things that you are still going to do in our lives. Hallelujah. Let's give thanks to the Lord.
Praise to you. Yes, O God.
Strengthen me, peace will continue to reign in our hearts and in our minds, O Lord. You are the Prince of Peace. You are the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for that peace that you have promised. A peace that passeth understanding, that no one even can understand why we have peace in our hearts. We thank you, Lord. We bless your name in Jesus' name. Amen.
Let us now collect our tithes, offering and first fruit to God. In Malachi chapter 3, verse 10 to 12, bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in mine house. And prove me now herewith, saith the Lord of hosts, if I will not open you the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing, that there shall not be room enough to receive it. And I will rebuke the devourer for your sakes, and he shall not destroy the fruits of your ground. Neither shall your vine cast her fruit before the time in the field, saith the Lord of hosts. In all nations shall call you blessed, for you shall be a delightsome land, saith the Lord of hosts. Yes, O Lord God, we thank you, Lord, to bless us, O God, to the works of our hands by our salary and income. Lord, we pray to continue to bless us, open the windows of heaven, and rebuke the devourer in our lives, for continue to serve you and the things, Lord, that you want us to do. Lord, bless this money to have meat in your house, to help your people and meet their needs. Thank you, Lord Jesus. This is all I ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
I am reading from the preaching of Dr. Ramis entitled God's Calling Requirements, Part 3. God's Calling Requirements, Part 3. Open your Bible in the book of Luke, chapter 5, verses 1 to 11. Luke, chapter 5, verses 1 to 11. And it came to pass that as the people pressed upon him to hear the word of God, he stood by the lake of Gennesaret, and saw two ships standing by the lake. But the fishermen were gone out of them, and were washing their nets. And he entered into one of the ships, which was Simon's, and prayed him that he would thrust out a little from the land. And he sat down and taught the people out of the ship. Now, when he had left speaking, he said unto Simon, launch out into the deep, and let down your nets for a draught. And Simon answering said unto him, Master, we have toiled all the night, and have taken nothing. Nevertheless, at thy word I will let down the net. And when they had this done, they enclosed a great multitude of fishes, and their net brake. And they beckoned upon their partners, which were in the other ship, and they should come and help them. And they came and filled both the ships, so that they began to sink. When Simon Peter saw it, he fell down at Jesus' knees, saying, Depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord. For he was astonished, and all that were with him, at the draught of the fishes which they had taken. And so was also James and John, the sons of Zebedee, which were partners with Simon. And Jesus said unto Simon, Fear not, from henceforth thou shalt catch men. And when they had brought their ships to land, they forsook all and followed him. May the Lord bless the reading of his word. Let us pray. Our mighty and loving God, we thank you and praise you. Thank you, Lord, for bringing us in this place of worship to meditate and listen to your word, O Lord. Lord, help us open our hearts and our minds as we listen to your word, O God. Let your Holy Spirit be work in our midst, O Lord. Lord, anoint and bless my lips, O Lord God, as I read your message and word, O Lord God. Lord, your name be lifted up and be praised. In Jesus' name, amen. Jesus Christ, in his calling to Simon, the astonishing thing that had happened is the miraculous catch of big amount of fish. It happened when Jesus asked Simon to, in Luke chapter 5, verse 4, launch out into the deep and let down your nets for a draught. And it was fulfilled and come true when Simon and his men obeyed what Jesus instructed. Obedience was a key for Simon to be well provided on that day, as well as his immediate obedience to the voice of Jesus led him to receive further blessings in addition to the material things in us the following. Number one, repentance. Simon, after he obeyed the word of Jesus and got the big catch of fish, he was able to see his sins as he said to the Lord, Luke chapter 5, verse 8. When Simon Peter saw it, he fell down at Jesus' knees saying, "Depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord." Simon Peter's sin was lack of faith in God's word. But as he obeyed, he saw clearly how powerful and truthful is the word of Jesus. In the same way, when you start to obey God's voice and word to you, then you will be able to see clearly your sins and how, when you obey, God's blessing will flow in your life. Number two, a spiritual gift to serve God. Jesus gave to Peter the gift of evangelist to catch people and bring them to Christ, as he told him, Luke 5:10. Simon, fear not, from henceforth thou shalt catch men. When you start to obey God, the Lord shall give you the spiritual gift to go and serve him with the gift that he gave to you. Number three, full-time ministry. Luke 5:11. And when they had brought their ships to land, they forsook all and followed him. The Lord enabled Simon Peter to leave everything and serve God. Full obedience will help you to see the whole plan that God has for you. Full obedience is the key in your hand so that your desire to live for Christ and serve him will be fulfilled. When the Lord asked Peter in Luke 5:4, launch out into the deep and let down your nets for a draught. Is this an easy request or a difficult one? It can be an easy request because it is the work and the field of Simon and his men, and they were doing that daily for a considerable period of time. In addition, they know the place and they were accustomed on the weather of the place. But it is also can be a difficult thing because Simon and his men were tired and sleepy because whole night they were working, and for them to obey Jesus would mean several more hours to work. Beside that, they were even discouraged and daunted. So when Simon was faced with the instruction of Jesus, it was in his hand to obey, as well as it was in his hand to disobey by putting aside the commands of Jesus, of God. Jesus knew very well the situation of Simon, that he was tired, sleepy, discouraged, and without fish. And Jesus put in the hands of Simon either to obey and be blessed bountifully, as we mentioned, or to put aside the commands of God and to go home empty-handed. Always when God calls you, he will ask you to do something that is not easy for you to do, and that which contradicts the flesh that you are carrying and have in your body. When God called Simon, his flesh might contradict Jesus' instruction because of laziness, wanting to sleep, or even excusing himself with this statement, "Why only me? Let Jesus call other persons." If you behave and live in such a way, then you will find yourself without progressing and no growth in your life because you delight to entertain the lies of the devil. Satan might use your emotions and wrong thoughts and works on them to hinder you from responding to God's call. For this reason, you need to embrace God's instruction and apply them in your life wholeheartedly, even if they contradict your thoughts and understanding. When that is your standard, then you can overcome and progress forward. Put this thought in your mind. When God is calling you, He will ask you to do something that most of the time you are not comfortable to do, but it is something possible, and He knows that ultimately you can do if you want. When God called Saul to be king over Israel, the Lord used Samuel to anoint him. Samuel prophesied to Saul that the following signs would happen to him soon after he is leaving him. Samuel, 1 Samuel chapter 10, verses 2 to 7. Samuel chapter 10, verses 2 to 7. When thou art departed from me today, then thou shalt find two men by Rachel's sepulchre in the border of Benjamin at Selzah. And they will say unto thee, the asses which thou wentest to seek are found, and lo, thy father had left the care of the ashes, and sorroweth for you, saying, what shall I do for my son? Then shalt thou go on forward from thence, and thou shalt come to the plain of Tabor, and there shall meet three men going up to God to Bethel, one carrying three kids, and another carrying three loaves of bread, and another carrying a bottle of wine. And they will salute thee, and give thee two loaves of bread, which thou shalt receive of their hands. After that, thou shalt come to the hill of God, where is the garrison of the Philistines. And it shall come to pass, when thou art come thither to the city, that thou shalt meet a company of prophets coming down from the high place with a psaltery, and a tabret, and a pipe, and a harp before them. And they shall prophesy, and the Spirit of the Lord will come upon thee, and thou shalt prophesy with them, and shalt be turned into another man, and let it be, when these signs are come unto thee, that thou shalt do as occasion serve thee, for God is with thee. All what Samuel told Saul, God fulfilled to him. In 1 Samuel chapter 10, verses 9 to 11, Samuel chapter 10, verses 9 to 11. And it was so that when he had turned his back to go from Samuel, God gave him another heart. And all those signs came to pass that day. And when they came thither to the hill, behold, a company of prophets met him. And the Spirit of God came upon him, and he prophesied among them. And it came to pass, when all that knew him before time saw that, behold, he prophesied among the prophets, then the people said one to another, what is this that is come unto the son of Kish? Is Saul also among the prophets? So when all this had been fulfilled, Saul was assured that God is with him. Samuel previously had told Saul to keep and observe the following. 1 Samuel chapter 10, verse 8. 1 Samuel chapter 10, verse 8. And thou shalt go down before me to Gilgal. And behold, I will come down unto thee to offer burnt offerings and to sacrifice sacrifices of peace offerings. 7 days shalt thou tarry till I come to thee and show thee what thou shalt do. The command of God to Saul through the prophet Samuel It looks easy and simple to do. If someone would ask you to go to some place that you know and will wait for him 7 days until he comes to you, tell you what to do, that is a simple thing to do. Truly, Saul went there and stayed at Gilgal for 7 days. And the following events happened. 1 Samuel chapter 13, verses 5 to 8. 1 Samuel chapter 13, verses 5 to 8. And the Philistines gathered themselves together to fight with Israel. 30,000 chariots and 6,000 horsemen. And people as the sand which is on the seashore in multitude. And they came up and pitched in Michmash, eastward from Beth-Heaven. When the men of Israel saw that they were in a strait, for the people were distressed, then the people did hide themselves in caves and in thickets and in rocks and in high places and in pits. And some of the Hebrews went over Jordan to the land of Gad and Gilead. As for Saul, he was yet in Gilgal, and all the people followed him trembling. And he tarried 7 days, according to the set time that Samuel had appointed. But Samuel came not to Gilgal, and the people were scattered from him. Now when Samuel said to Saul to go to Gilgal, and to wait for him 7 days till he comes, all the above events was not in mind of Saul to happen. And that is why it might be easy to comply with God's commands that he received through Samuel, but now the following had happened unexpectedly around Saul. In 1 Samuel chapter 13, verse 5, and letter A, and the Philistines gathered themselves together to fight with Israel, 30,000 chariots and 6,000 horsemen, and people as the sand which is on the seashore in multitude. And they came up and pitched in Michmash, eastward from Beth-Haven. The enemy in a large troops gathered against him, and that made him afraid. When you commit yourselves to the Lord, the enemy may gather around you to make you afraid and to hinder you from obeying God. Therefore, persevere and resist him in faith. Letter B, 1 Samuel chapter 13, verse 6. When the men of Israel saw that they were in a strait, for the people were distressed, then the people did hide themselves in caves and in thickets and in rocks and in high places and in pits. Everyone was afraid and ran for his life and left Saul in the middle alone. Imagine how he feels. In the time of troubles, you will see that people will scatter from you. But also remember that the Lord is there beside you to uphold you and support you. He will neither leave you nor forsake you. Letter C, 1 Samuel chapter 13, verse 7. And some of the Hebrews went over Jordan to the land of Gad and Gilead. As for Saul, he was yet in Gilgal, and all the people followed him trembling. Other people move away to a more comfortable zone, while Saul needs to remain at Gilgal, where the danger is so near and around. Remember also that the people will always think about their flesh and how to escape the responsibilities laid on them to do. Therefore, do not follow such a bad example, but continue in your commitment and what you need to do for God and fulfill your assignments toward him. Letter D, 1 Samuel chapter 13, verse 8. And he tarried 7 days according to the set time that Samuel had appointed. But Samuel came not to Gilgal, and the people were scattered from him. Samuel was late, and now even Saul's immediate men and close soldiers started to scatter. Samuel was late, and now even Saul's immediate men and close soldiers started to scatter. Remember that Jesus was alone on the cross. All his disciples scattered and left him, but he won the battle for us to save us from sin and death. In the same way, even if you are alone or threatened to be alone, do not be afraid and do not be discouraged. God is beside you and he is backing you up to win the battle. God had changed the heart of Saul, but Saul witnessed all the above events, and ultimately he did the following. 1 Samuel chapter 13, verse 9. And Saul said, "Bring hither a burnt offering to me and peace offerings," and he offered the burnt offering. Saul failed to do exactly what Samuel instructed him to do. He waited 7 days at Gilgal, but he did not wait enough to Samuel to come and tell him what he needed to do. Samuel told him in 1 Samuel chapter 10, verse 8, "And thou shalt go down before me to Gilgal, and behold, I will come down unto thee to offer burnt offerings and to sacrifice sacrifices of peace offerings. 7 days shalt thou tarry till I come to thee and show thee what thou shalt do." But with all the events that had happened around him, Saul ultimately and out of fear, he decided not to keep the commands of God. Because of what had happened, Saul might doubt the word of God that he received. And finally, he did the following. 1 Samuel chapter 13, verse 10. "And it came to pass that as soon as he had made an end of offering the burnt offering, behold, Samuel came. And Saul went out to meet him that he might salute him." Samuel kept the word of God and came at the time that God wanted him to reach Saul. Samuel was able to reach the battlefield to meet Saul. He was not afraid from the Philistines. The people and the soldiers scattered away from the battlefield, but Samuel kept his commitment and went to meet Saul. The rest of the Israelites left their cities and went to safer places. But Samuel kept the word of God and reached Saul on time. Therefore, Samuel was astonished with what Saul did, and the following discussion happened between them. 1 Samuel chapter 13, verses 11 to 13. "And Samuel said, 'What thou hast done?' And Saul said, 'Because I saw that the people were scattered from me, and that thou comest not with the days appointed.'" "And that the Philistine gathered themselves together at Michmash. Therefore said I, 'The Philistine will come down now upon me to Gilgal. And I have not made supplication unto the Lord. I forced myself therefore and offered a burnt offering.' And Samuel said to Saul, 'Thou hast done foolishly. Thou hast not kept the commandment of the Lord thy God, which he commanded thee. For now would the Lord have established thy kingdom upon Israel forever.'" Saul was rebuked for his shortcomings. And someone may say that Saul waited But Samuel did not come. And what he did is good. At least he sought the favor of God. That is not correct. Saul was rebuked because he saw all things in a negative way. He saw the Philistines assembled against him. He saw Samuel late to come. He saw the Israelites moving away from the enemy and his men scattered. But he failed to see God with him. He failed to understand it is safer and far better to obey God's word and instruction. Saul, when he failed to see God with him, his wrong thoughts led him to disobey God and went ahead to do his own. Saul was tested with that simple instruction of God through Samuel. As Simon instructed with the word of Jesus to in Luke chapter 5, verse 4, launch out into the deep and let down your nets for a draught. Saul might not be comfortable with what he was instructed, but it was possible for him to obey and pass successfully the test that God ordained for him to pass through. My dear and beloved, do not see things in a negative way like Saul, who saw the Philistines assembled against him. He saw the Israelite moving away from the enemy and his men scattered. But he failed to understand that it is safer and far better to obey God's word and instruction. Remember, when you fail to see God with you, your wrong thoughts will lead you to disobey God and will go forward to do your own. But rather, remember the followings. When you commit yourselves to the Lord, the enemy may gather around you to make you afraid and to hinder you from obeying God. Therefore, persevere and resist him in faith. In the time of troubles, you will see that people will scatter from you. But also remember that the Lord is there beside you to uphold you and support you. He will neither leave you nor forsake you. Remember also that the people will always think about their flesh and how to escape the responsibilities laid on them to do. Therefore, do not follow such a bad example, but continue in your commitment and what you need to do for God and fulfill your assignments toward Him. Remember that Jesus was alone on the cross. All His disciples scattered and left Him. But he won the battle for us. In the same way, even if you are alone, do not be afraid and do not be discouraged. God is beside you and he is backing you up to win the battle. The command of God is simple, but do not be hindered by many wrong considerations and negative thoughts. Instead, go forward and obey and be blessed. Paul said to the Ephesians elders in Acts chapter 20, verse 32. Acts chapter 20, verse 32. And now, brethren, I commend you to God and to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up and to give you an inheritance among all them which are sanctified. This very same word of God is the calling of God in your life. He will give you his word and instruction that will contradict your flesh. But as you decide to obey, then you can overcome. Sure, you will overcome, and for a simple reason, for God is with you. Shall we all rise and let us pray? Father God, I come before you in the name of Jesus who died on the cross for my sins to give me eternal life. Let us repent from our sins. Lord,
I repent from the following sins. Let us repent of the sins of the lack of faith in God's word. Disobedience, delay obedience, stubbornness, and let us repent from wrong and negative thoughts. Lord, I commit my life and cause unto your hands. I will stop contradict your will and your commands. Lord, I will obey your word and your instructions immediately. Lord, give me perseverance and uphold me with your grace and mercy to continue to abide with the call that you had ordained for me. Lord, bless my brothers and my sisters who listen to your word and who are willing to abide with your instruction to them. Lord, I pray as they will obey, grant them repentance, material blessings, spiritual gifts to serve you and a ministry to bring new people into your kingdom. Lord, use them to reach new people and new areas for Christ. Lord, bless our church, protect us, and provide all our needs. Lord, fill us with the Holy Spirit and enable us to harvest new souls, reaching new areas with the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, enable us to plant new Bible studies and new congregations for the church. Lord, bless us, enlarge our territory. Let your hand be with us and free us from harm so that we will not fail pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.